the talk about how much flour you might buy. You'd say a sack might have 5 or 10.
A sack has 25 pounds, or you can buy a 5-pound bag.
Mm-hmm. And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled egg.
What if you crackle and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Poached.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kind?
What different? You can have whole wheat bread or just plain flour bread. Flour bread.
Uh-huh. What do you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Huh?
Yeast.
What do you call bread that's made with yeast? Any special name for it?
We call it homemade bread.
Okay. And if you don't have homemade bread, what kind do you have?
You call it baker bread.
And what else, what other kinds of bread or things are made out of flour, made out of dough?
Biscuits, cakes.
What's something that's round and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Any different names for donuts or different kinds?
I guess they're all about it, but I can't, I don't know, donut. This, we used to make them fritter. What do you call a mom fritter for?
How would you make that?
Puffed. Oh, I don't know. It's similar to dough, same dough you use. Going back to bread, now you can make bread out of cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful, cornbread.
What else can you make out of cornmeal?
Well, mush, we talked about it a while ago, or you can make kind of a hot cake out of it, too.
What do you mean, a hot cake?
Well, like your, what do you do when you get breakfast in a, go to a restaurant and order hot cakes or something to that effect.
Uh-huh. Only made with cornmeal?
Yes, you could mix cornmeal in with the little.
What are hot cakes called in German?
Pfannkuchen.
Fun?
Fun. Fun is the pan. Pancakes. Uh-huh. Pfannkuchen.
Do you ever call them pancakes in English?
Oh, yes.
It's the same thing?
Same thing. You can make Kartoffelpfannkuchen. Potato pancakes.
Do you ever hear something made out of cornmeal called a corn dodger?
I've heard of it, yes. I don't know what they are.
You just heard it called a... What have you heard it called?
I don't remember, Barbara.
How would you kill a hog?
Well, there's several ways you can do that. I shoot my hogs with a .22.
Uh-huh.
Or they can be stabbed and let them bleed to death. I always thought that was cruel.
Just let them...
They stick them in the throat, in the... blood vessel, and they bleed to death, and they run around till they fall over and they're dead, Barbara. And that was cruel to me.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot a hog, I shoot him in the brain, and he drops, and all his feelings are gone.
What do you do then, after you shot him?
Then you stab him and let him bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you bring him in, and you scald him to get the hair off of him, and then you start dressing him out.
What different parts of meat do you get from the hog?
Ham, bacon, pork chops, cooked bones. When you trim the meat off of the bones, we like to salt them down and keep them, and then you boil them, just like you would boil anything else. And they're wonderful eating.
You call that the...
cooked bone.
You eat the bones?
No, not the bones, just what meat is still left on there.
Uh-huh.
Like your backbone and all of that. Instead of cutting them and frying it, we know there's some meat on it. We trim the meat off and then we boil the bones.